Item 11, consider and take possible action to issue a request for proposal for a website redesign.
I saw this, I read it, I know that I was the one that asked it to come back, and I think it's great. And I would move that we release the RFP.
I'll second that. I'll third it.
Kurt, open for discussion. It still looks, and it may be the best way to do it, but this seems pretty clear to me that we're looking for build.
For what?
Build.
Well.
Build a new one.
Right, so. But they build them with components they program for other sites.
It's like building a car and getting an engine from GM. You know, it's like.
Well, that's why you look at who the responders are.
Yeah, I agree, but I just point that out.
Well, I just looked at the. We need it so badly.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
I mean, you can't even get old agendas. When you go to meeting agendas, it comes to the current agenda, and I cannot figure out, other than going to minutes and getting it, we don't have a way to get to old agendas.
Is this already going out? Just a couple of quick questions, just for my own clarification. On page 4, cross-platform functionality, just briefly, what do you mean by that? Is that like phones, iPads?
About which, yes, which one?
Okay, got it. And social media integration.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the idea is most of the time if you have a news update, you know, there's a way for people to, you know, friend you on Facebook or Twitter or something so that you send out a tweet or something.
Tweet.
And that sends them back to the website. You know, they sign up that way for alerts.
Okay, it's Twitter and tweets, and you know what they call the people that use this?
No.
Twits.
That's in polite company?
Yeah, something like that. On page 5, stats at a glance, does this also incorporate the idea of a dashboard?
I think that's what you had. Yeah, I think so, yes. Some people call it Cicero, or could be Cicero at a glance, stats at a glance. That's what you described as a dashboard last year when this came up.
Same page talks about possible customer submission and chat feature. Does that mean, serious question, is this like online active back and forth with individuals about questions they have rather than calling or
Some systems have that, yes.
You have Saturday nights between midnight.
Yeah, right. that's my next question is who's answering these questions? you set up. My only reason for saying is that you set up an expectation that if you can raise a question or you can pose a question, that someone's actually going to answer it.
Well, okay,
again. The more is you're giving yourself the capability so down the road if you decide to incorporate how I look at it.
They respond in how they would do that, and then it's up to us whether we want to incorporate that.
Okay, because this looked like a requirement.
Usually those are specific, like say I got a benefits question, and like you ever go on a site and he says, oh, do you want to ask a question? And you punch in a question to the site of the specific thing on the site you want to ask, mm-hmm. and then they answer it. You have a little discussion about it. I think that's what they're talking about.
Okay, I think it's a really great idea. You just have to be careful when you set up something like that you don't raise an expectation you can't meet.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You do it. I don't think you do it for a lot of. You do it for like benefits or this specific things. Not.
Yeah, you only activate it if you want to. It's there in case you decide to activate.
Okay. It struck me that the testing period was really short. Just 2 weeks. That's fast. That's a remarkably fast testing period. And then there's a question about ownership of code. I find it kind of glazed over as I was reading about that. But who owns the code and who owns the functionality or who maintains the system? But more importantly, does Cicero own the code?
I think that might depend on the proposal that we choose. I don't think we're demanding that we own the code. We'd probably prefer it.
But I'm just suggesting you need to clarify it, otherwise there'll be a...
Don't want to exclude people based on their business model, maybe different. We'll look at their proposal, but...
But just find out what it is beforehand. Because later on, you're going to have a tough time saying, we own this.
But additionally...
To make sure they tell us in the the response.
I'm just thinking about it, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Additionally, regarding owning the code, if you make that a requirement, depending on the proposal that's presented before us, they may be using all open source software, which we can't own.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Which,
good point.
You know, I would actually prefer because it's ubiquitous and people, if we were changed vendors, somebody else would know how to operate on it and program for it. But it just depends on.
No, that's a good point.
It's something like an Oracle or something like that. Is that what that is?
It'd be like a WordPress or a Drupal. Yeah.
Sounds like a medical problem.
Drupal?
Drupal. Sounds like you should talk to someone about that.
I've never worked on Drupal.
Well, I haven't either, but it sounds ugly.
Never Drupal while working on software.
Well, never mind.
Yeah, Gabe, other than the O, Oracle and open source don't have anything in common.
Well, I just think in the database I used to use in my classes.
On page 8, the section 3.2.6, the very last thing, final one-third paid within 10 work days of website launch. I don't know if that's standard, but if I had my druthers, I would rather see us not pay it till it's been in place for at least 2 weeks, because people out there that start to use it may come up with stuff that the team hasn't realized. And you know, who knows what it might be or what might happen. And at least that gives us an opportunity to have some leverage over those 2 weeks. Just a thought. I don't know what the standard process is.
Well, to follow up on that, a lot of times when you change, you do sort of a, I guess it's called a beta test, and you use a small group of users to do. I understand where you're going, but I would hope that there'd be some process in the way for once it's developed, that there's some user interaction to clean out those glitches. And it's a cross-section of people, you know, a retiree, a staff person, maybe a board member, and others who would be accessing it. And that may already be in there. I didn't read down that far, but I think that can be part of the contract negotiations.
Well, I'm just throwing that out there as a suggestion.
Okay.
You do with it what you want. But I just thought of an opportunity for those people who are going to use it at the launch, having a few days to work at it, and who knows what they may come up with that's not on the team, that the team would not come up with. But that's a thought. And then on page 6, just a grammatical error. 1, 2, 3, the third point down on 3.1, allow easy availability to for frequent. I think you remove the two and availability for frequent. Did you got that? You see it?
Page 6?
Yeah, page 6. Yeah. Third point down on 3.1.
Oh, down there. Okay.
Allow easy availability for frequent, not 2 for.
Okay.
That's a technical term.
Twofer. It's a twofer.
Brian, I had a couple of questions. Just a couple under on page 8. Up at the top, where we're asking to submit any related photos. Do we mean like page views?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, you know, a nice snappy shot of the development team, you know, who cares? So maybe if we're looking for what the page views will look like or the screen views would look like.
Okay.
And then
yeah.
I'm not sure why it's of interest or how we even came up with the number, but down on projected costs, we're letting him know that overages sought by must be presented in writing to the board and approved by a two-thirds majority of the board.
Oh.
It seems like mighty specific stuff. I'm not even sure where the two-thirds number came from. Maybe we just ought to let him know that anything over that is going to have to be presented in writing.
Yeah, probably take out the supermajority or the two-thirds majority.
Just approved by the board.
Yeah, and require board approval if you want to scare them.
Yeah.
That would scare me.
Yeah.
This board.
Question. Kurt, do you know offhand what our current analytics are in terms of how many views and unique persons we're getting now?
No. I think we only recently had the capability to look, so I don't know if we compiled stats so far.
I guess we could probably just count everybody in this room.
I don't know if I'd say that.
Less 4.
And that's 5. That's a good point. It may be in here, and it may be a standard part of the package, but a clicker, basically, that gives you an indication as to what pages have been accessed. And
well, yeah, that's all part of there. I mean, that's
okay. Scope of work.
That's in the scope of work, and what we want to know, and our website right now isn't really designed well enough to give us good information, but we want to know where people are going, how many clicks it's taken them to get there, because sometimes the website can be redesigned and make the common pages easier to get to, and all that's going to be built into the new site. I don't think our stats on our current site would be, you know, we would know that Supervisor Mitchoff takes a lot of clicks and still can't find the minutes archive.
And just, so does that indicate that she's stupid or that it's just our website? And
I it's the website.
She knows the right answer.
Don't go there.
That's a rhetorical question. Could be the first?
No.
No.
We want to make it easier than the county's website is to...
Yeah, that would be helpful.
I like the low bar.
Be all over that.
And we just redesigned ours, and I'm not as happy with the redesign as I was with the old one. But then, you know, there's a lot more people than just one person.
Okay.
That's not a good start, though, on the feedback.
Okay. There was a motion to turn it loose.
One other thing I just thought of. I just want to make sure that we own domain control of the domain name, Cicera.org, and that's not passed on to the contractor. I don't know if that was identified here in this. If you hold control of domain name, then you can choose wherever you host.
Right.
You know. So if okay. I don't want somebody holding our domain name in control.
I think one point Will should be in on the contract negotiation. Seriously, because I think you would identify things in the contract that. Those of us who are not as illiterate or as literate in the computer world would know to ask. If you don't know to ask a question, you don't get an answer. I would never have thought of that.
We want related names also, like Cicera Sucks.
They're only a couple of bucks a piece.
Well, what you do is you want all of the Cicera.net or EDU, you know, because people can't remember so that it always goes to what the right
I just don't want the contractor holding our domain naming in their control.
Oh, but Brian's right. There's political people that are out there all the time buying up the names.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. Yeah. That one, damn it.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries? Great. Thank you, Kurt.
As painful as last
Thank
time.
You.
Yeah, thanks for letting us take a peek at it. I'm sure you enjoyed that.
It's like, you know, constructive criticism, you know, like everybody.
I like seeing the doctor every couple of years.
Okay.